Immigrant workers from across the Atlantic came to Feltville. The Irish. When Feltville was established in 1845, the United States was experiencing a surge in foreign immigration. The poor of Ireland depended largely on potatoes for sustenance, and more than 750,000 died from starvation when Ireland's potato crops failed for three consecutive years. Between 1845 and 1850, well over a million Irish traveled to the United States to escape poverty and starvation. Because they tended to be poor and lacking in skills, most Irish immigrants traveled to northeastern cities to look for work in factories or to serve as laborers and domestics. Upon arriving at the Port of New York in Lower Manhattan, some went to the labor exchange to find jobs. A small percentage of immigrants were Protestants, but the majority were Catholics who experienced much hostility from Protestant Americans. In fact, based on Felt's advertisements for workers, it seems clear he preferred to hire Protestant workers, though a few may have been Catholic. The Germans. Between 1845 and 1855, more than 1 million Germans arrived in the United States. Most German immigrants sailed the Atlantic to escape political unrest and social instability that led to several uprisings in their homeland. Many German immigrants had money, and some purchased farmland. Others were skilled tradesmen who established their own businesses or sought jobs as skilled workers. Many were educated, and at least half were Protestants, who, unlike the Irish, did not suffer religious discrimination when seeking employment. David Felt placed ads in New York newspapers for specialized workers, and several skilled Germans were hired. The English. The English have a long history of American immigration. The Elizabethtown Tract in New Jersey was settled by the English in 1664, and the tradition of English and Scottish immigration continued through the 19th century. The Wilcox family, who settled here in colonial times, can be traced to British ancestors, and Felt himself was of English descent.